Good morning. I don't think that there's anything more wonderful than to be with the Lord's people.
在没有几跟主的圣徒一起聚会更美好的。
When we get beyond our own self, thinking that we are the center of the world.
当我们呢成为自己的中心，以为我们是这个宇宙的中心。
Which takes a great deal of time.
那神就需要用一段的时间。
We begin to see God has a world out there.
我们就看见主在那有工作。
And it does not necessarily revolve around me.
神的这个宇宙呢，不见得是绕着我在旋转的。
For years, the ancient geologists thought that the universe centered around the earth.
以前的这个天文学家认为说这个整个宇宙是绕着这个地球来旋转的。
And finally, scientists figured out that the universe or our solar system revolved around the sun.
后来科学家发现原来其实这个地球只是整个太阳星系的其中的一部分，我们是绕着这个太阳来旋转。
And we all can also have this same misconception, thinking that I am the center of the universe.
我们有时候也会有这种错误的观念，以为我们这个是这个整个宇宙的中心。
But it was good just to sing that song regarding the Lamb.
所以很好，我们今天早上唱这首诗歌，有关于神的羔羊。
God's ways are not our way.
神的意念，神的道路是非同人的道路。
He has taken a lamb and used it as the symbol of the center of the universe.
他用一个羔羊来成为一个罪人的表征。
Something very helpless.
是一个羔羊代表一个很无助的一个创造。
He has used that lamb as an example of the spirit that we are to have.
他也用这个羔羊代表我们应该有的这个谦卑的灵。
Not a lion.
不是一个那个狮子的灵。
Now the cool facts are, we want to be a lion.
但是很多时候我们都要做，我们彰显出来是一个狮子的灵。
And I can speak for the men, we often enjoy just growling at our wives.
而且我常着这个男人的地位来看，我们常常对着我们的妻子大声的吼叫。
Chewing on them.
要把他们吞噬一样。
Making them uncomfortable.
让他们觉得很不舒服。
Let them know who's the king of this house.
让他们知道谁是家里面的王。
And then the Lord's, the Father's economy comes into play.
但是后来神的系统观念就进来取代。
And he introduces a lamb.
他让我们看到一个这个羔羊的本性。
And he said, this is greatness.
他说这个是美善的。
This best represents the character of God.
这个是最能够代表神的本性。
It's a different economy.
这是一个完全不同的一个思考思想。
It's a different way of thinking.
也是一个不同的办法。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们再祷告一下。Lord,
it's impossible to even hear you unless we have the spirit of the Lamb.
主啊，若是我们没有羔羊的灵，我们还真不能够听见你的声音。
We must set aside our own ideas to even begin to see you.
让我们能够把一切其他的观念都放下，让我们能够来打开眼睛来看见你。
You do not reveal yourselves to lions.
你不是从那个狮子的身上来彰显你自己。
You do not reveal yourself to arrogance and pride.
你不从那骄傲的高傲的人身上来彰显你自己。
But as we sang this morning, Jesus loves the little children.
但是我们今天早上唱的，神爱这个世上的小孩。
Jesus gives himself to the childlike spirit.
主愿意给那个有像小孩子那种单纯谦卑的本性的人来彰显。
So Lord, help us to come as a lamb.
主让我们能够成为 像一个羔羊一样来到你的面前。
Help us to come in your spirit.
来到这个谦卑的灵面前。
And to hear what the Lamb has to say to us.
能够听到这个羔羊要向我们说的话。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名求。Amen.
Could we turn to 1 Corinthians 1?
让我们来看哥林多前书第一章。
Our sister has to have a lamb spirit.
我们的姊妹现在有一个羔羊的灵。
She asked me what passages that I was going to share out of, and I did not say anything about 1 Corinthians.
打电话问我们的弟兄要分享什么，那时候他没有提到哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians 1.
哥林多前书第一章。
Verse 30.
第三十节。
Just the first phrase, but by God's doing, you are in Christ Jesus.
但你们得在耶稣基督里，是本乎神。
But by God's doing,
本乎神。
You are in Christ Jesus.
你们得在耶稣基督里。
There's no way we can imagine that it's by our doing.
我们不能够想象能够靠我们的工作。
And yet, we spend much of our Christian life trying to convince God it's our doing.
但是我们却在我们的基督徒的成长过程中花了很多时间来想要让神知道是靠着我们自己的工作。
We try to convince one another.
而且我们要叫人家幸福让人家认为是我们的自己手上的工作。
Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Verse 6.
第六节。
God has raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
Colossians 3.
哥罗西书。第三章。
First verse.
第一节。
Colossians 3 verse 1 If then you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
所以第一节到第三节，你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
Gospel of Luke, verse 14.
我们再看路加福音。
Excuse me, Mark 14.
对不起，是马可福音第十四章。
And we're going to read here the first nine verses.
我们要读前面的九节。
Now the Passover and unleavened bread.Was 2 days off, and the chief priests and the scribes were seeking how to seize him by stealth and to kill him. That's Jesus.
过两天是逾越节，又是除酵节，祭司长和文士想法子怎么样用诡计捉拿耶稣，杀他。
For they were saying, not during the festival, lest there be a riot of the people.
只是说当节的日子不可，恐怕百姓生乱。
And then there's a lovely story of Mary, anointing the Lord.
那接下来就是这个女人拿香膏来膏耶稣的故事。
And while he was in Bethany at the home of Simon the leper and reclining at the table, there came a woman with an alabaster vial, a very costly perfume of pure nard, and she broke the vial and poured it over his head.
耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里坐席的时候，有一个女人拿着一瓶以玉瓶制备的真拿达香膏来，打破玉瓶，把膏浇在耶稣的头上。
But some were indignantly remarking to one another, "Why has this perfume been wasted?"
有几个人心中很不喜悦，说何用这样枉费香膏呢？
Why, this perfume might have been sold for 300 denarii, and the money given to the poor, and they were scolding her.
这香膏可以卖30多两银子，周济穷人，他们就向那女人生气。
But Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why do you bother her? She has done a good deed for me."
耶稣说，由她吧，为什么难为她呢？她在我身上做的是一件美事。
For the poor you always have with you, and whenever you wish, you can do them good. But you do not always have me.
因为常有穷人和你们同在。要向他们行善，随时都可以，只是你们不常有我。
She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for the burial.
她所做的是尽她所能的，她是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我身上。
And truly I say to you, wherever the gospel is preached in the whole world, that also which this woman has done shall be spoken.In memory of her.
我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所做的，以为纪念。
John chapter 12, the Gospel of John chapter 12.
可以看到约翰福音第十二章。
Verse 24 and 25.
我们读24节跟25节。
Verse 24, Truly, truly I say unto you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains by itself alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit.
我实实在在地告诉你们，一粒麦子若不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
He who loves his soul life loses it. He who hates his soul life in this world shall keep it to life eternal.
爱惜自己生命的，就失丧生命；在这世上恨恶自己生命的，就要保守生命到永生。
Psalm 62:5.
我们再看诗篇，62篇。
Psalm 62:5. Verse 5, My soul, wait in silence for God only.
第五节，我的心啊，你当默默无声，专等候神。
My soul, wait in silence for God only.
我的心啊，你当默默无声，等候，专等候神。
It's probably the most difficult verse in the Bible.
我想圣经上最困难的一节经节大概是这一节。
I guess it's pretty impossible for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. That's pretty impossible.
就像那个骆驼不能穿入针眼一样。
But equally as difficult is for our soul to be quiet.
同样的，我们的心也是很困难的，来能够安静下来。
And yet, if our soul cannot be quiet,
但如果我们的心不能够安静的话
，Our spirit cannot rejoice.
我们的灵不能够喜乐。
There's no such thing as a dominant soul soul life, allowing the spirit to come forth.
如果我们的心是在那里辖制在那里掌管的话，我们的灵就不能够释放出来。
I think just to lay a little bit of background for what I'm going to share on this morning, I will just put a couple things on the board.
为了要让我今天早上信息有一点背景，我会把一些事情写在这个白板上。
For most of you, this is just review.
对大部分人来说，可能是一个重复，一个复习。
We know that in our being we have a spirit.
我们知道在我们里面有一个灵。
And this spirit, ever since the fall of Adam, is dead.
自从亚当堕落之后，这个灵就不工作了，就好像死掉一样。
A human spirit.
这是一个人里面的灵。
God created us with a human spirit so that he could reside there.
神创造这个灵在我们里面，让神能够在里面居住。
But when our parents, Adam and Eve, looked at that tree,
但是当亚当呢，他们注目那个树的时候，
their soul became alive, stimulated.
他们的魂呢就被刺激，就活过来。
And the woman says, "Wow, that is a beautiful tree."
那个女人就说，那个树看起来极美。
Through her eyes, she, "Wow."
透过她的眼睛呢，她就看到，哇，这个树很美。
And as she looked more closely,
然后她又再近前再看近一点。
She says, "That fruit looks good."
然后他就说那个果实呢看起来非常的好吃。
And as she continued to listen to the prompting of the evil one,
然后他继续去听那个对撒旦在旁边在那里一直鼓吹他。
She thought, oh, this tree will make me wise.
他就听到这个树可以叫我更有智慧。
I can be as wise as God.
我可以跟神一样的有智慧。
And she ate.
然后她就吃了。
And she gave to her husband.
然后她又把那个果实拿给她的先生吃。
You and I are born of that same flesh.
你跟我呢都同样有这种天生下来的这个。
But when our parents ate of that tree,
当我们的祖先呢吃了那个树，
the ability to commune with God was eliminated.
所以那个原本能够跟神交通的那个能力呢就被受限制了。
There was no faculty in man to be joined with God.
在里面没有一个功能能够跟神呢有沟通。
It's like cutting electric wire. It was cut.
就好像把那个电线剪断，电话线剪断。
Relationship was severed.
就关系就不再有。
And man died spiritually.
人呢就在他的灵里面是死的。
And not only did it affect his spirit, he died even in his soul.
不仅是在灵里面，在魂里面也是这样。
His soul, instead of being God conscious, became very self conscious.
这个魂呢不再是以神呢为专注，而是常常是以他自己的需要为专注。
Immediately says, "Oh, I'm naked."
他马上就有反应说我怎么是赤身肉体的。
His relationship before had been so intimate with God, his nakedness was not even an issue.
以前呢他跟神是这么样亲密，所以他的赤身肉体他并不是成为一个困难。
He had tremendous liberty.
他在神的面前有非常多的自由。
His relationship with God was one.
他跟神的关系是合一的。
But it had been severed. It had been severed. It had been cut.
但是现在是断掉了。
There is now no relationship.
现在跟神没有关系了。
But that did not last forever.
但是神不愿意这个光景呢一直持续下去。
Of course, God came down.
神就来寻找我们。
He shed.The blood of an animal.
他就先宰了一只动物的先杀了一只动物。
probably a lamb.
是羔羊，或许是羔羊。
Pointing towards the cross.
是让我们能够再把我的眼睛再移到这个十字架上。
The Lamb of all lambs, our Lord Jesus.
他是羊中之羊，是我们的主耶稣基督。
And the Spirit of God quickened Adam and Eve.
神的灵呢，再一次的苏醒亚当跟夏娃。
By God's doing.
是借着神做的。
And they once again could relate to God.
再一次他们能够与神有关系。
It's a wonderful story.
这是一个很美好的故事。
God's redemptive work.
这是神救赎的工作。
Man also, of course, has a body.
人当然还有一个外体。
And in the body we have flesh.
在外体上面有我们的肉体。
And we have bone.
我们有我们的骨头。
And we have blood.
我们也有血。
In the soul here, we have a will.
在我们的魂生命里面有我们的意志。
We have emotion.
有我们的感情。
And of course we have a mind.
还有我们的心思。
For the English people, this whim here, this acrostic,rules us. We become ruled by our whim.
在英文里面是把它这个前面第一个字母合在一起，变成一个另外一个名词，就是我们被这个 whim 来控制。
When you and I are born again, we begin to experience this new life. When we become born of the Spirit.
当我们在灵里面重生的时候
，God's Spirit.Is intended to rule our life.
神是愿意借着他的灵来来掌管我们的生命。
And many of you have experienced that.
很多你都经历过这件事。
At the time of your salvation.
当你得救的那一刻。
There often is an immediate peace.
你的心里面就突然有一个平安。
Sometimes just a joy.
有时候就是一个喜乐。
Sometimes it's none other than just the guilt of sin is gone.
就是有时候就是一个愧疚感呢就没有了。
Sometimes, it changes your whole nature.
有时候就是整个你的本性都改变。
You, as our brother Ding was mentioning, all of a sudden you pay the streetcar.
好像我们丁弟兄讲的那个见证，那个大学生他突然觉得他应该要付他去坐那个 subway 的那个。
You pay for the subway ticket.
你就去付，你要买票来上车。
Instead of sneaking on.
不会在那里偷偷摸摸的要上车，不买票。
No longer cut through the cafeteria line to the front.
再不会在那个餐厅里面呢想要插队。
No one told you about that.
没有人告诉你这件事。
No one sat down and said, now there are some things now as a Christian you must do.
也没有人坐下来跟他说你做了基督徒以后这里有一些事情你要遵守的。
This new resident boss in your life influences you.
因为你里面有一个新的主他就在你里面来影响你。
Your life takes on a new character.
你的生命就开始有一个新的本性。
But often,In time,
但是有时候在时间里面
there is a dullness that comes back into our life.
但是有一个另外一个
the honeymoon is over.
有时候这个蜜月期过了
there isn't the freshness.
你会落在一个沮丧的时期里面
Now has God left?
是不是神已经离开你了呢
Has God removed some of his life from you.
是不是神把他的生命的一部分呢从你里面呢拿取了
Never.
没有
This is one point that we need to see this morning.
这是我们今天早上要来思考的一个问题
That our position in Christ is absolute and always.
我们在主里面的基督里面的地位是永远的不改变的
The Lord Jesus did not just bring a little tiny teaspoon of himself.
主并不是来只带了一个小匙羹的他的主耶稣的生命来给我们。
He did not take an eyedropper and drop a little drop of his life in us.
他不是拿一个好像一个滴一个点滴了，这样滴一滴，然后放在我们里面。
He also did not say, now if you do not toll the mark, I'm going to take that drop away.
他也没有说你如果不做这个事情或者分享这，我就要把这一个点滴拿掉。
As we read in Ephesians and Colossians, you and I right now sit in the heavenly spiritually with Christ.
就像我们刚才读哥林多哥罗西斯那里说，我们现在是与基督一同坐在神的旁边。
You are joint heirs with Christ.
你与他基督一同成为后嗣。
All the fullness of God was put in His Son.
神的一切本性的丰盛都住在基督里。
And all of that fullness of the Son was put in you and I.
所以呢，那些基督的本性呢，也这样丰丰富富的住在我们里面。
If you had believed in Christ this morning, you cannot have any more of Christ. He is all in you.
如果你今天相信主耶稣的，还没有主，没有保留一切，其他的还不给你他。他把一切都给你了。
Well, you might say, Brother Dale, that might be true.
你可以说，这弟兄可能是真的。
And I will take it by faith.
我会凭信心来接受。
But I'm not experiencing at all.
但是我没有切身的经验。
I don't feel like there is any fullness.
我里面不觉得有神那么样的丰盛。
I still get very angry.
我还是常常生气。
And a number of other things.
还有很多很多其他事。
And that's what we want to just fellowship about this morning.
所以今天早上我们就来交通这些事。
I think it's one of the biggest secrets that unlocks the Lord's life in us.
我想这是一个极大的奥秘，要来把我们里面基督的生命怎么样能够散发出来。
The years that I personally have prayed that the Lord would fill me.
好几年我一直这样祷告，说主啊，你要充满我。
He would give me His love.
他给我他的爱。
Not recognizing all the time, it was there from the day I accepted Him.
但我没有注意到，其实从我接受他的那一天，这个本性就住在我里面。
He came in full body.
他是把他全所有的都进来住在我里面。
Full force. Full force.
All
that he is,
他所有的一切
he has deposited in me.
他有已经把他存留在我里面
All the Godhead dwells in you.
所有基督一切的本性要住在你里面
God has placed you in His Son.
他把他的儿子神把他的儿子来放在我们里面
His Son is in you.
他的儿子在我里面
So what is the problem?
那么问题出在哪里呢？
Why, brothers and sisters, do we often suffer defeat?
为什么我们常常会经历那失败？
Why do we live like we're anchored to the valley?
为什么我们活的日子好像是落在那个低谷里面？
In Song of Solomon 2, we see our beloved leaping upon the mountains.
在那个雅歌里面，我们看到我们良人在那个穿山越岭的，在那里
跳。From hill to hill.
他在岭里面跳跃。
What are those hills and mountains?
那些岭，那些山是什么呢
？They're everything that's in our life.
那是代表着我们每生活中的每一件事。
Every single difficulty, every single problem.
每一个困难，每一个难处。
That you faced last night and last week.
昨天晚上所碰见的。
And will be facing this week.
或者今天要来的这个星期会遇到的。
Are those mountains?
就是那些山。
Do you feel like you are leaping from hill to hill?
你有没有感觉你是从一山又一山过一山的这样子
？Skipping, you know how to skip?
好像在那里跳。
I had to learn how to skip this week.
我今天要学的怎么样在那里跳。
I take care of the grandchildren.
因为我要照顾我的小孙子。
Oh, to have the life of a kindergarten.
我居然有这个幼稚园的这个小孩子生。
My grandson came home and he was so happy he had his homework.
我的孙子把他的功课带来。
You know what the homework in kindergarten is?
你知道幼稚园的功课是什么吗？
Number one, help practice with your child to skip.
第一件事情要帮助你的小孩子学怎么样的这个跳。
Now that's living. Isn't it amazing? That's living. Isn't that amazing?
是不是很奇妙?
The Song of Solomon used that example, skipping on the mountain.
雅歌里面用这个描述来说, 我们要学会在山林里面跳。
Think for only 5 seconds.
再想一片刻。
All the things that you got to do this week.
你今天这个礼拜要做的事情。
Even some of the appointments and problems that you have.
或者是一些预定的问题。
The Lord wants to just skip across those.
神要教你学会怎么样在那上面来跳过。
With a heart of joy.
有一个喜乐的心在那里跳。
Lightheartedness.
是没有重担的。
Being diligent to do the job good.
但是还是要很殷勤的把事情做好。
Concentrating on the job.
在专注的做你的事。
Without stress.
但是不会觉得非常的疲乏或者是压力很大。
With peace.
心里面充满了平安。
He has come to live in you.
他要住在你里面。
When he came, he brought his nature.
当他来的时候, 他会带来他的本性。
He brought his life.
他带来他的生命。
He brought his character.
他带来他的性格。
All that he is.
所有他的一切。
Now what keeps us from coming forth?
但是为什么我们没有这样子的彰显呢?
How can I skip?
我如何能够在这个山里中跳跃?
And leap over the mountain.
在这个礼拜在学习在山里中跳跃。
Here's the problem.
问题是出在
This spirit of ours,
我们这个里面的那个灵呢,
which is the sanctuary of God,
是神这个一个会所,
it's the temple of God,
是神的圣殿,
it's God's home,
是神的家。
You know, there was a time when God lived in a tabernacle.
以前呢, 神是住在这个帐幕里面。
And if he went in that tabernacle, he was up there on the mountain.
那个是在山上。
And he was growling, roaring.
他在那里吼叫。
And there was fire.
然后出现火。
Very few people could even hear his voice.
那时候呢, 极少的人能够听见他的声音。
Moses spoke to him face to face.
但是摩西在那里, 面对面的与神说话。
But then God says, I'm going to send my son.
但是后来神说, 我要差遣他的儿子。
So that everyone will be able to see.
所以让每一个人都能够看见。
What I'm like.
我是怎么样的一位神。
But Jesus was only here 33 and a half years.
但是主耶稣只是来到世上33年半。
So, where and how does God show himself today?
那么现在神在哪里要怎么如何来彰显他自己呢?
This is a shocker.
这是让我们很惊讶的。
In you and I.
在你我里面。
We are the Christ on this earth today.
我们今天就是在这地上的基督的彰显。
That's our position. That's our calling. That's why it's called a high calling.
这是我们的呼召，就为什么神说这是一个更高的呼召。
This is no small thing, brothers and sisters.
这不是一件简单小事。
Now, isn't it silly?
是不是听起来有点可笑？
With such a high calling,
有这么高的呼召。
We try.
我们也是。
We try to do it.
但是我们试着自己去做。
We try to live it.
我们试着要自己活出来。
It's absolutely foolish.
但是这个是完全的愚昧的，如果我们要这样做。
But it's one of those traps.
但是这个我们很容易陷入这个陷阱里面。
Outside of our spirit,
在我们的灵之外,
is our soul.
是我们的魂。
It covers the spirit.
它包围住这个灵。
Now the intention of God is that our will and our emotions and our mind express the spirit.
原神的本意原来是让我们的 思想、意志、情感能够彰显出灵的本意。
Be a channel for the Spirit.
成为这个灵的一个管道。
Be a road for the Spirit.
成为这个灵彰显的空间。
Be a mouthpiece.
成为这个灵彰显的这个器皿。
Be the hands and the feet.
成为他的手，成为他的脚。
So the Spirit of God would work out through the mind, through the will, through the emotion, even from the body.
神灵居住在我们里面呢，透过我们的思想、意感、情感、意志，甚至于我们的外体来彰显出来。
Brothers and sisters, you and I are very self-centered.
但是弟兄姊妹，你跟我都是非常的自我中心。
I'm talking about all of us. We are born again.
我是讲我们所有的，我们是重生的。
We know something of God's life.
我们也知道一点有关神的生命。
But now we think we can do God's work for him.
但是我们就思想，我们以为我们可以替神做这个，做成这件事。
And our soul takes over.
我们的魂就在那里掌管了。
And everything is I and me.
一切都是我跟我自己。
It can be my ministry.
这是成为我的事工。
It can be my service.
这成为我的侍奉。
I am evangelizing people.
我在那里传福音给别人。
And all of this self-life, all of this outer man,
这个外面的这个人呢，这个魂人
covers the spirit.
就遮盖了这个灵。
We have a word in English called shroud. Now a shroud is a cloth that covers a dead person.
英文有一个字就是 shroud, 这是一个东西来那个盖那个死人的。
Now do we have a word for that? A cloth that you wrap a dead person in?
中文有没有一个字是就是拿来盖死人的？
Anyone?
织布。裹丝巾。
Got it?
Yes, thank you.
I gotta take your word for it. A shroud is a cloth.
裹丝巾呢是一块布。
That you wrap around a dead person.
你在那里裹那个尸体。
The soul enshrouds our spirit. It covers, it wraps.
所以这个魂呢，如果不让灵出来，就像一个裹尸巾一样，把那个灵就包在里面了。
It binds it.
它那里限制它。
It restricts it.
包住它，捆绑它。
It holds it down.
把它呢压下去。
And so as we go through life,
所以当我们在经过每天的日子的时候
，people don't see Christ.
其他人不能够在我们身上看见基督。
They just see us.
他只是看见我们这个人。
They see our temper.
他看见我们的脾气。
They see our flattery.
他看见我们在那里谄媚。
They see our political attitude.
他看见我们那里玩手段。
They see our sweet natural self.
他是看见我们天然的那个甜美。
It can be sweet.
我们有时候也会非常的甜美的。
Man is very, very clever.
因为人是很聪明的。
We learn this from Jacob.
我们有时候就像雅各那么样讲话。
Jacob was a very clever person.
雅各是非常的聪明的。
And we see that his cleverness had to be dealt with.
所以神要对付他这个天然人的聪明。
God has to deal with this cleverness in man.
神要对付这人自以为的聪明。
This ability that all of us possess.
这个我们拥有的这个能力。
We make an idol out of our own mind.
有时候我们就把我们的心思呢成为我们的偶像。
We make an idol out of our will.
把我们的意志成为我们的偶像。
We trust these.
我们把我们的信靠都放在这身上。
Rather than trust the Spirit of God in us.
却不信靠神在我们里面的灵。
How tragic.
啊，就是非常的可怜的。
No wonder we live such dismal Christian lives.
所以我们的属基督徒的生命就是非常的低落。
We come to the meeting just to get mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. We come to get resuscitated.
我们来到聚会里面，就好像我们是来得到一点人工的呼吸。
And I often think.
我常常想。
Of the Lord's mercy.
是神的怜悯。
We come dragging in with no spirit of at all.
有时候我们就好像勉强拖了进来，一点神的灵都没有。
And the Lord breathes a breath of life into our spirit.
神就向我们的灵再吹一口活气。
It might be through just one song.
有时候就借着一首诗歌。
Sometimes a brother will pray, and you just know immediately he touched God.
有时候借着一个弟兄的祷告，你突然你就被神感动了。
It's not just a prayer from his mind.
因为他不是从他的这个心思里面祷告出来的。
It's not a prayer that he's learned.
也不是他怎么样去学会的祷告。
It's not just saying, Lord, thank you for dying on the cross. And,without even any heart in it.
也不是在那里嘴巴讲讲说主你为我钉在十字架上面。
And we're revived.
但是从这灵发出来的祷告呢就再次使我们复兴。
And we say, praise God.
我们就会赞美神。
It might even excite us enough that we're able to pray.
就激起我们也愿意起来赞美神。
And the spirit has a little crack in it and is able to come out.
那这个灵呢在旁边就有一个出口了就能够散发出来。
And we walk out, and we can't wait to get the football game on.
但是我们离开教会又又想到那个足球赛。
And our soul again takes over. We become emotionally involved in the football game. Got to think of tomorrow, getting the kids ready, so forth and so on.
然后呢，我们的魂又来占据我们，又在那里掌管我们，我们就。这个魂里面就非常兴奋，足球赛到哪里了？明天孩子要怎么样安排呢
？And the whole outer world begins to operate on my soul.
外面的世界在那里，在我的这个魂里面很能够工作的。
Starts to fill my soul.
它能够触摸到我，充满了我的魂的生命。
Pleasure in for 1 minute.
世上的享乐让我。
Responsibility.In another minute.
世上的享乐，世上的这些责任呢。
And all these things begin to encroach and enshroud and cover our spirit.
再一次，这些外面的事情在我们的魂生命掌管，就又像一个裹尸巾把我们的魂，把我们的灵呢又包住了。
And it's like a nocturnal animal that backs down into its hole at night.
就好像那个是在晚上才。很活动的那个像猫头鹰那样子的夜间的动物就我们又回到那个洞里面。
The spirit withdraws.
灵就退后了。
The spirit is, the Bible calls it grieved.
这就是圣经上讲的叫灵担忧。
The Bible says it's quenched.
叫消灭圣灵。
And God cannot come forth.
人不能够彰显出来。
We start murmuring.
我们就开始抱怨。
We saw so clearly the preciousness of the body on Sunday, and all of a sudden it's lost. The preciousness of the body is lost.
我们在这里想到主日的美好呢，也突然之间又消失了。
We began to think of who was there, who wasn't there.
我们就想想，那一天谁来的聚会，谁出席了，谁没有出席。
Why weren't they there? Were they mad at me?
他们没有来，是不是因为生我的气？
Why did she wear that? Why did he wear that?
为什么他这样穿？为什么他那样穿
？Why did they leave early?
为什么他们提早回家
？Why don't they take care of their kids? They let their kids run all over.
为什么他不好好的照顾他的孩子，让他的孩子到处乱跑
？This is soul. Our soul just gets occupied.
我们的魂又来占据了我们里面。
I love that phrase Billy Dink says. It's like a bunch of wild horses.
我喜欢定弟兄他上次提出来像一匹野马我们的心思像野马奔腾
Wasn't that descriptive?
相当的能够描述
A bunch of wild horses
像野马奔腾
But the lamb's spirit is very gentle
但是羔羊是非常温和的
Look at Isaiah 42
我们再看以赛亚书第四十二章。
Speaking of the Lamb Spirit.
讲到羔羊的灵。
First verse.
第一节。
God's talking about His Son, the Lord Jesus. Behold my servant, whom I am uphold, my chosen one, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon Him. He will bring forth justice to the nation.
神讲到他自己的儿子，看哪，我的仆人，我所扶持，所拣选。心里所喜悦的，我已将我的灵赐给他，我必将公理传给外邦。
Now look at this next verse.
看到第二节。
This is the spirit of the lamb.
这是一个羔羊的灵。
He will not cry out.
他不喧嚷。
Or raise his voice.
不扬声。
Nor make his voice heard in the street.
也不使街上听见他的声音。
A bruise.
的芦苇，他不折断。
Some down and out person, some person that just keeps sinning, he will not break it.
有些人他还继续犯罪，但是神没有折断他。
He's not loud in the street.
他在街上也不扬声。
So I am.
这是一个羔羊。
That's the spirit.
这就是灵，神的灵。
My brothers and sisters.When we have our life all planned,
弟兄姊妹，如果我们每一刻的生命我们都计划好了，
when we're running our life,
当我们在那里掌管我们自己的生命，
our ministry,
我们自己的事工，
our service,
我们的侍奉，
we're raising our family,
我们自己在那里养家，
we don't need help from God or anyone else.
我们不需要神的帮助或者其他人的帮助。
We don't need the anointing that comes down upon the head and the body.
我们也不需要神的膏油下来涂抹我们。
We're just independent.
我们是自己独立的。
See, brothers and sisters, this soul life is independent.
所以魂生命也是自己独立的。
It leads.
它会在那里带领。
It cannot stand the ball.
它不能够等待。
This is what made the Lord Jesus so absolutely different.
就是基督耶稣是是跟着完全不一样。
He can, the Lord could do nothing of himself.
因为主耶稣是完全依靠神的，他不能做出一做他自己的事。
In John 2, he says, "Woman, it's not my time."
在约翰福音第二章那里讲。
John 7.
耶稣第七章那里讲说，时间还没到。
John 7, the disciples wanted to go to Jerusalem.
那时候他的门徒要到耶路撒冷。
What did he say? My time has not come.
耶稣在那里说，我的时间时候还没到。
The last thing he was, as he was praying Gethsemane, not my will, but thine be done.
最后他在客西马尼园祷告，他说，不是我的旨意成就，乃是你的旨意成就。
The Lord Jesus had a soul.
主耶稣也是有魂的。
He had a will in it.
他也有他的意志。
But he said, it's not my will.
但是他说，不是我的，不要照着我的旨意来成就。
How many times do we say that during the week?
我们在这心情里面，我多少次会这样子说。
How many times do we lay down our plan?
多少次我们会放下我们自己的计划。
Say, Lord.
来说主啊。
Let the wisdom that's in your spirit come out.
让你在我里面的灵里面的智慧能够释放出来。
Show me your wisdom.
来彰显你自己的智慧。
Teach my soul to be silent.
教导我的魂呢能够静默地等候你。
It would be like that seed that falls into the ground.
让我们能够像那一粒落在地里里面的麦子。
That seed, brothers and sisters, has a hard shell around it.
你要知道那个籽粒外面有一个很硬的壳，就是我们的魂。
You would never know there was life in that.
如果你不打破那个壳的话，你不知道那里面有一个生命。
That little corn seed, I could hit it with my fist.If it was there, and it wouldn't break.
我可以把那个籽粒呢，像这样子敲，它都还不会碎的。
What a picture of our Creator to show us our soul life.
神用这个例子来告诉我们的魂生命是如何的强壮。
This outer man has to be broken.
外面的那个魂生命必须要破碎。
As Paul calls, so that the inner man can come out.
里面的人才能，里面的灵生命才能够释放出来。
The inner man can rule.
里面的灵生命才能掌管。
Mary of Bethany saw that.
伯大尼的玛利亚看见这个真理。
No one else understood it.
没有人知道他在做什么。
They let Jesus walk in that night to that leper's home.
他让主耶稣出席在那个长大麻风的家里。
What's the leper's name? Simon.
西门的家里。
They didn't even have Jesus wash his feet.
他们
They didn't even have Jesus wash his feet.
他们没有让主耶稣来洗他们的脚。
I mean, this is so basic. This was a fundamental courtesy.
他们没有洗耶稣的脚，这个是非常的基本的一个礼貌。
This was a fundamental courtesy.
这是一个很基本的礼貌。
Totally ignored by everyone.
但是其他人一点都不有关心到这件事。
Why was it ignored?
为什么他们忽略了呢
？Big self-pride.
因为他们有一个自我的很强的那个自我的声音。
Everyone was thinking about themselves.
每一个人都在想他们自己的事。
No one is thinking about the Lord.
没有人想到主耶稣自己。
Much like us.
就像我们一样。
That's why we're so hard on one another.
所以我们彼此之间就我们没有那种温和来彼此对待。
We forget that the Lord is in each one.
我们忘记主耶稣在每一个人的身上都有的。
Including our spouses.
也包括我们的妻子。
But something had happened in Mary's life.
但是在玛利亚的心里面，她想着一件事。
When her sister was hustling around, busying herself, murmuring, she was listening.
当她的大姐的马大在那里忙进忙出又埋怨的时候，当她听到一件事。
And she wasn't just listening to get knowledge.
玛利亚坐下来听主的话，不是要得到知识而已。
Mary said, "Who is this man?"
因为她在思考到底这个人是谁。
What?Makes him so different.
什么事情让他看起来这么样不同呢
？And that shell was cracked.
他外面那个壳就开始破裂。
That soul life was broken.
那个魂的生命就破碎。
In one day.
这个不是在一天之内成就的。
Jacob's life wasn't broken in one day.
雅各的魂生命破碎不是在一天之内成就的。
But his diamond was broken.
But
in time, it was broken.
在时候到的时候，神就把它破碎了。
He wrestled with God.
有一次，他与神摔跤。
And he still won.
那时候他还是胜了。
And finally, it was getting daybreak, and God said, "Enough."
后来就天要破晓的时候，神说够了。
And he literally pulled his socket out of his hip.
就好像，就他的那个踝。大腿骨就瘸了。
It's kind of interesting. God said he still prevailed. What does that mean?
所以这个很，他还是胜了。这个是什么意思呢
？His soul life had been broken.
就是说他的魂生命被破碎了。
Thus, there were areas that still had to be broken in Jacob's life.
当然，雅各还有他其他的方面，生活、生命的方面要被破碎。
This breaking, brothers and sisters, takes time.
这个破碎需要时间的。
Sometimes there is a really something catastrophic in our life.
有时候是很这个很戏剧化的，好像就是突然之间临到你身上。
And it stops.
就把我们停住了。
A lot of times it's just a number of small things every day.
但是有时候神是借着许多小小的事情。
Everything that occurs in a marriage.
在婚姻上发生的小事情。
Everything that occurs in raising children.
在养育孩子的身上发生的一些事情。
Everything that happens when we meet with one another.
或者我们彼此交接的时候发生事情。
Our financial picture going up and down.
我们的财经上面的那个情形呢，上上下下不稳定的时候。
Health one day, no health the next day.
或者我们健康有时候很好，有时候又出问题的时候。
Friends and then no friends.
有时候我们有这个朋友，有时候这个朋友又不认我们的时候。
God orders our life.
神在那里掌管这神定命让这些事情发生。
God ordered everything in Job's life.
神呢在这个约伯的身上呢，他定义让这些事情发生。
God ordered Joseph's life.
神也在那里让一些事情发生在约瑟的身上
being hated
让其他人来恨他
being sold to the Ishmaelites
让其他人来 来变卖他。
Being sold again. He's nothing but a commodity. He's just a chattel.
所以他就好像成了一个市场上的商品，被人家卖来卖去。
He's just a piece of property.
好像是一个财产而已。
But in Psalms 105 it says, and the steel that was around his legs in prison went into his soul.
但是在诗篇第103篇里讲到说
a beautiful picture. His soul light began to crack.
借着这件事情发生了约瑟的这个魂生命呢就开始被破碎。
And God used all of these various things.
神借着这种种的事情
In his life.
在他身上发生的。
To put him in that place.
来把他把他放到那个位置上。
Of absolute brokenness.
就是一个完全破碎的一个地位。
He was just now a slave of Pharaoh.
现在他就成为法老的奴仆。
He's a slave of God.
他也是神的奴仆。
His soul had no more wishes.
他的魂呢，再也没有自己愿意要成就的事。
He became that seed that had gone into the ground.
他成为那个落在地里面的那个籽粒。
The ground of prison of darkness.
是藏在那个黑暗的地图上。
The moisture.
神就借着这个湿热。
Of that ground.
地里面的那个湿气。
The temperature.
温度
began to cause life.
就是这个里面的生命能够释放出来。
Brothers and sisters, that was always in that seed.
生命是其实老早就是在那个籽粒身上。
That was in Joseph's heart, that seed, ever since he was a small boy.
就像在约瑟的身上，从他小的时候，那个籽粒的生命就在他里面。
But it had.When he was 17, and he didn't have these dreams.
当他十七岁的时候，他还有这些异梦。
His soul was very much intact.
他
It was very strong.
他的魂生命是很强的。
And had to be broken.
所以需要被神破碎。
And for 13 years, from age 17 to age 30, God began to break Joseph.
所以13年来，在每一次这个中间的神就开始破碎约瑟。
So he could be a vessel of honor.
所以他能够成为一个贵重的器皿。
A vessel of gold.
一个属有金的本性的器皿。
So, regardless if there were years of famine, he could leap across those hills.
所以尽管在埃及的当时呢，有几年的饥荒，他能够在饥荒里面顺利的跳过。
He could skip across those mountains.
他能够在山里面穿越跳跃。
This is God's will for all of us.
这是神。像我们所定的旨意
What do we do?
我们应该做什么呢
Gonna end with this.
那么这一切之后是结束又会是怎么样呢
The children of Israel.
以色列子民
Outer man, soul was never broken.
他们的魂生命没有被破碎
Except for a few.
只有一些例外。
Joshua and Caleb had a different spirit.
你知道圣经上讲说约书亚跟加勒有一个不一样的灵。
Not the spirit of their soul.
不是他们那个魂生命的灵。
But most of the children of Israel.
但是大部分的以色列的子民。
Complained.
却在那里埋怨。
God brought pressure in that noonday sun upon their lives.
神把那个压力加在这个以色列人身上。
God dried up that desert and it parched with no fruit.
神把那个沙漠呢使它干旱了没有。
And no water.
没有水。
And what did they do?
他们就有什么反应呢
They murmured.
他们就埋怨。
Brothers and sisters, murmuring is from the soul.
你知道吗？埋怨是从魂里面出来的。
Murmuring is reacting to our environment.
埋怨是一个负面的，向我们的环境的一个反应。
In 1 Thessalonians 5, we see verse 16, 17, and 18, rejoice in the Lord.
我们知道帖撒罗尼迦这样讲说要在主里面常常喜乐。
Pray without ceasing.
不住的祷告。
Give thanks and all.
凡事谢恩。
Giving thanks releases that spirit.
你知道谢恩的时候你就释放你里面的灵。
It allows that spirit freedom.
就让灵能够从里面自由地散发出来。
And that's bearing fruit.
这就结出的果子了。
That's how we bear fruit.
这就是我们如何结果。
We don't bear fruit by, let's say, let's learn love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, goodness, self-control. You can learn them and say them every single morning. It's not going to help you.
你不是能够借着在那里默背那些圣灵的九样的果子能够结果子。
Do you remember how many times Brother Ding said, "Yes, you know the verse."
你记不记得丁弟兄讲到说，是的，你能够背那些经节。
But is it in your spirit?
但是是在你灵里面。
Knowing it is only part of it.
知道是只是一部分而已。
Now we know what God has in us, right? And we got to know that.
我们必须知道神在我们里面，我们必须知道。
Now through brokenness, it has to come forth.
但是透过的破碎的这个知道才能够成为实际。
As we yield to the Lord.
当我们顺服在主的手中。
His spirit is able to come forth.
他的灵才能够从里面释放出来。
As we surrender our this soul life, this outer man to the Lord.
当我们把这个外面的这个纯的生命呢，让在主的手中。
We're not ruled by our life.
我们不再让这个魂生命来那里掌管。
Or lose. That's releasing His life.
这样子就能够让神的生命从我们里面释放出来。
It's very simple, brothers and sisters.
这是非常的，其实非常单纯的。
But it's like the key on a door. If you got the wrong key.
但是就像这个要开门的时候，你如果用错了钥匙。
It might even go into the little keyhole.
钥匙也能够进入那个孔里面。
But if it's the wrong key, it won't turn.
但是如果是用错了钥匙呢，就那个门就打不开。
God is in you.
神已经住在你里面。
Let go of our life.
但是我们要让我们外面的魂生命能够放下来。
Let go of your desires.
把你一切的欲望放下来。
Let go of your wishes.
让你一切的愿望放下来。
Let go of your plans.
把你的计划放下来。
And allow God to come out.
让神能够出来。
It's that easy.
就是这么单纯的。
Right.
让我们再祷告。
Lord, we praise you.
主，我们向你祷告。
That you fill our lives with your life.
你能够充满将你的生命充满我们。
We confess, we often restrict you with our big fat soul.
我们承认我们常常因着我们极大的魂呢来限制了你的灵。
Thank you.
谢谢你。
For even taking care of that problem.
谢谢你竟然愿意来解决这个问题。
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.